invite the children to come up. Good morning. I brought something back that I've showed you before. You remember seeing this? Remember when we did this? During Lent. Remember? We did we were going to do a series on Noah's Ark. We only got a couple of sessions in, but it's to talk about Noah's Ark. And what do you see on here? Animals and... I'm not sure that's God. Who would it be? Who's the ark? Noah, right? Noah's ark, right. God's there, but I don't think we can see him. What else do you see? Animals? What kind of animals? Okay, lots of different animals. Little tortoise there, chicken on the end. There's even a dolphin and a duck. The duck's in the water. The dolphin's in the water, so they're not really on the ark. But what was the story about Noah's ark? Do you remember? Yep, he built a boat and then put all the animals on a boat and order to save them. Remember, they came on two by two of all the different kinds of animals, and including birds. And what happened then? Great flood, right? Drowned everything that wasn't on the ark. But God saved the people and the animals on the ark. What's your favorite animal, do you think? They don't have to be on this picture, but what's your favorite animal? Turtle, okay. What's your favorite animal? A deer, okay. Why do you like turtles?
I like the color.
Like the color? Okay. Why do you like deer? Yeah, they're kind of unique and different. Okay. Well, the thing about the ark was God wanted to save all the animals because God created all the animals. We usually think of God creating us, but God created everything. And God loves the animals just like he loves us. And he wants us to take care of them and protect them. And I was thinking this week that, and this came up this week because we're going to read a little bit about Noah in the second lesson this morning when we read the letter from St. Peter to a congregation he was writing to. He talks in there about Noah and the ark. But I was also thinking that today, you know, we also have something that's kind of like an ark in some places because it's seeking to save animals. You know what that is? Where do you see lots of animals? A zoo. And I've heard, North Carolina has a zoo. Have you been to that zoo? Okay. And I've heard somewhere, I don't know if it's true, that that's the largest zoo in the world because it was built out in a big open area. So there are lots of room for the animals to move around and all. The reason I say that zoos are a little bit like an ark is that some animals are endangered in the wild and not many of them are still alive. And different zoos are trying to preserve those animals and keep them alive so they survive. Areas where they used to live are being more and more people and more things being built. They don't have room to live. And there are people that sometimes go and hunt them for something. They hunt rhinoceros or rhinoceri and cut off their horns because it's supposed to be some secret medicine. And then oftentimes the rhinoceros will die after he loses his horn. And they do different things to other animals, and so they're getting more and more rare. So zoos, in a way, work as kind of a modern-day ark to try to keep animals. I mean, a lot of the animals we see all over the place, right? Because they have deer, and they'll usually have turtles, and they'll have all sorts of other animals. But they also try to preserve and save animals that are endangered. So when you think about a zoo, think about the ark. And remember that at the end of all the things that happened, God sent what? A rainbow, and said that rainbow would remind him and us of the animals, but not to ever have another great flood like that, to where everything is destroyed. So let us pray. Dear Jesus, We thank you for loving all of us. Help us to love others, especially your animals. We ask you to protect and save those who are endangered, and use zoos and people to care for your earth. All this we ask in Jesus' name. And all the people say, Amen. Thanks for coming up.